Hey, everyone. I just got back from a couple of beautiful weeks spent with friends and family at Wrightsville Beach in North Carolina and Edisto Island and Kiawa in South Carolina. So I'm relaxed and tan and having a really wonderful summer. I hope you're able to take some time for yourself to slow down a bit and savor life as well. While I get caught up, I decided to pull a show from the archives for you this week. I think it's a timely topic because some of the friends I just spent time with have children who are getting ready to go to college or who are already there. An often overlooked part of sending kids off to school is making sure they have the right kinds of insurance to keep their parents' finances safe. Now, even if you're like me and you don't have kids or college kids, you may have friends or family who do, or you may have your own children away at school down the road. So I hope you'll stick with me. I do cover a variety of factors that affect the additional insurance your college-bound kid needs. Plus, I give you tips to cut the cost of insurance and make college more affordable. And speaking of how to pay for college, make sure you did not miss podcast number 498 called How to Find Scholarships and Pay for College Without Loans. It's from about a year ago, so it's not in the podcast feed anymore, but you can find the show in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. It's a great interview with a scholarship expert who graduated from a top school with zero student loans, even after studying in Spain for 6 months. And she had money left over to kickstart her life. So I hope you won't miss that episode if you do have kids that are going to go to college. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's called What Insurance College Kids Need and Tips to Save. It's brought to you by the Alliance for Lifetime Income. The Alliance for Lifetime Income is an organization dedicated to raising awareness about how annuities can solve retirement income needs. Annuities can offer a safeguard of protected monthly income for the rest of your life and provide security and peace of mind in retirement. That's because having a protected monthly income solution ensures you will never outlive your money. Find out if making annuities a vital component of your portfolio is the right choice for you. Learn more at retireyourrisk.org. This show is inspired by Lynn M. She's a weekly listener who says, I've learned so much while logging miles on my runs. I love getting financially and physically fit at the same time. I'm a divorced mom, and my three children will all be in college starting in the fall. Ouch! Fortunately, I've saved in a 529 plan, have liquid savings earmarked for college, and will split tuition with their dad. But when it comes to cars for the children, how should I handle titles, insurance, and shopping for competitive rates when they go to school out of state? Lynn, thank you so much for your great question. You get the Mom of the Year award for being financially prepared to send three kids to college with vehicles and still having time to stay in shape. Most parents spend a lot of time agonizing about how to pay for a child's education, but completely overlook their insurance needs. In some cases, your existing insurance policies simply will not give your family enough protection after a kid goes off to college. So this is a really important topic. So in this podcast, I'll review a variety of factors that affect the additional insurance your college-bound kid needs. Plus, you'll get tips to cut insurance costs and hopefully make college a little more affordable. If your student is already driving, I don't have to tell you that your insurance rate goes through the roof after you add a teen driver to your policy. There's just no getting around the fact that young drivers are extremely expensive to insure because statistics show that they get into accidents more frequently than older drivers. They're just not as safe on the road in most cases because they just don't have as much experience. A study I helped create shows exactly how much adding a teen driver costs, both nationwide and state to state. It looked at what happens when you add a 16-year-old driver up to a 19-year-old driver to a policy that already exists for a family. What we found is that rates rise 78% on average across the country. Rhode Island residents see the highest spike with a 153% increase. And Hawaii has the lowest increase at 8%. Yep, that's just one more reason why moving to Hawaii might seem like a really good idea. It's the only state where insurers are banned from using a driver's age or their years of driving experience as a rating factor for auto insurance. So that small 8% increase is actually the same as if you were to add an adult driver to an auto insurance policy in Hawaii. And I'll put a link to the study if you're interested in learning more about what happens to rates in the state where you live. The good news for residents of the other 49 states that can raise rates according to age is that girls cost less to insure than boys. And both boys and girls do get less expensive every year if they keep a clean driving record and they don't have any moving violations or accidents. So if you don't see your rates for a young driver come down, be sure that your auto insurer knows when your teen celebrates a birthday. College students are typically covered under their parents' car insurance as long as they live at the same address as their parents when they're not at school. Esurance says if a student starts out listed on a policy and will be temporarily attending school at another address, we allow them to remain on the original policy as long as their vehicle is still registered at the original address. Unlike other types of insurance, there's no rule that you must take your child off a family auto insurance policy at a certain age. Parents can actually keep a child on their insurance for as long as they like. So, assuming that you want to maintain coverage for your college student, you need to let your insurer know. If your student will be driving out of state, your policy may need to be adjusted because auto insurance varies dramatically from state to state. For instance, if you live in Florida, where the state minimum liability limit is just $10,000, and your student goes to school in Texas, where the limit is $30,000, your policy will not meet the requirement. And auto insurance rates even differ down to the zip code level. So the address of the college or the location where a car is typically parked is important. Rates for city drivers tend to be higher than those in rural areas. So depending on where your college kid lives, having an insured vehicle in a different location could cause your rate to go up or down. But don't be tempted to avoid telling your insurer that a college kid has a car somewhere other than your home address. They can deny claims or even cancel your policy if they discover that you misrepresented where an insured car is garaged. You don't need to notify your insurer when a student makes a short trip home for school breaks or between semesters. You just need to let them know when he or she moves to a new location for most of the year. Another consideration is how your child plans to use a vehicle while at college. If he or she has a job, like delivering pizza or groceries, make sure that the car is covered for commercial auto activities. Most auto policies will not cover claims for accidents that happen while you're driving for business use, other than commuting to work. While young drivers are awfully expensive to insure, the good news is that insurers offer different types of discounts. Here are some popular discounts you need to look for or ask for. The first is the distant student discount. This one could actually save you up to 30% when your student does not have a family car at a school and lives more than 100 miles away from home. And this is even if the school is in your same state. So this one would not apply for Lynn since it sounds like her kids are planning on taking a car to school. But they may qualify for this one, the good student discount. This one could save up to 35% when your high school or college student has a B average or better. Parents do have to submit some report cards or dean's list information to qualify. But hey, it's well worth the hassle, and it's another great reason to make sure your student stays focused on getting good grades. Another discount that may apply is for taking a driver safety course. These are offered by some insurers if your young driver completes an approved driver education or defensive driving course. There's also bundling discounts. These could save an average of 16% nationwide when you combine your auto insurance with a home insurance or a renter's insurance policy. And I'll put a link in the show notes to some state-by-state bundling savings data that I help collect. And if you're not sure where to see the notes for this show, just go to the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Another way to save money is a pay-as-you-drive insurance program. These use technology to monitor how you drive, and they actually reward you for safe driving behavior. They're offered by many of the larger insurance companies. You may hear them called usage-based insurance or telematics. That's a word that's a hybrid of telecommunications and informatics. And you may also hear them called pay-as-you-go insurance. Each insurer's program is a little different, and they may not be offered in every state. They collect data including how fast you drive, how hard you hit the brakes, where you drive, the times of day you drive, and the mileage driven. Enrolling one or all of your vehicles in one of these special programs allows you to qualify for discounts when the driver stays within safe ranges set by the insurance company. But if you're not found to be a safe driver, your rate doesn't go up, you just don't get the benefit of a safe driver discount. I'm enrolled in one of these programs with my insurance company, and the discounts are pretty good. I got a 10% discount just for enrolling in the program right off the bat, and then after they monitor your behavior over a specific period of time, you'll see the discount start to kick in. So it's definitely something that's worthwhile if you're looking to save money. And then if you don't like the program for any reason, you can just unenroll and go back to the regular insurance. And if you're looking for more ways to save money, I did a previous podcast, which is number 308, called 5 Ways to Save Money on Car Insurance. In addition to insurance for a college kid, Lynn also asked about titling a vehicle. So we'll talk about that in a moment, but first we're going to take a short sponsor break, and then we'll get back to saving money on your college kid's insurance. Let's take a short break to thank the sponsors that help keep Money Girl going. Sixt offers a whole new rental car experience with top-quality rental cars at affordable prices. Sixt is already well-known throughout Europe and is now expanding across the United States. Their claim to fame is VIP customer service. Their branches look and feel sleek and innovative, and you can even reserve a car right from your phone. Rent exciting cars like a 2018 Range Rover or a Mercedes C-Class convertible at affordable prices. Find branches in over 2,200 locations in major cities like Miami, LA, Las Vegas, Atlanta, Dallas, Philadelphia, and Seattle, and in over 105 countries internationally. And their branches are right where you need to go. They're located near airports, train stations, cruise ports, and hotels. Head to sixt.com/money to find a branch near you or your next destination. That's sixt.com/money. Sixt, drive first class, pay economy. And I also want to thank Blinkist for supporting Money Girl. If you have a long list of books you want to read, but no time to read them all, Blinkist is the solution for you. Blinkist is the only app that takes thousands of the best-selling nonfiction books and distills them down to their most impactful elements, so you can read or listen to them in under 15 minutes, all on your phone. You can learn more in 15 minutes with Blinkist than you can with almost any other method. And their huge library is constantly growing with timeless classics like Think and Grow Rich, plus current bestsellers like Fire and Fury. If you're like me, you will love listening to Blinkist while you're getting ready in the morning, taking a walk, or prepping for dinner. Make that half hour you're stuck in traffic really count by learning something or getting motivated by book blinks, such as The 4-Hour Workweek or Freakonomics. They have every category you can think of, like leadership, parenting, and entrepreneurship. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for Money Girl listeners. Go to Blinkist.com/money to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist. It's spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T. Blinkist.com/money and start your free 7-day trial. Blinkist.com/money. Okay, a question that Lynn brought up is how to title a vehicle that a child takes to college. If a vehicle and the insurance is in a child's name only, she's wondering, is it less expensive or does it give parents more legal protection? Well, the answer is a little complicated because state laws vary, but parents can be held liable for injuries or other damage that a child causes in an auto accident when driving a vehicle registered in a parent's name. So if your son or daughter is over 18 years old, he or she can register a car in his or her own name. That's one way to limit your liability if your child accidentally hurts someone. In some states, you can purchase auto insurance for someone else, even if your name is not on the car's title. So it may be possible to keep a vehicle that's titled in your student's name on your family policy. In general, it's more expensive for a young person to have their own insurance in their own name compared to staying on a parent's auto policy. That's because they don't get the benefit of a lot of things that older people do, like a higher credit rating or various discounts that parents typically enjoy, like loyalty, multiple vehicles, and bundling with a home or renter's policy. However, it's always worth shopping to see whether you'll come out better with a child on your family policy or whether it's better for them to get their own policy, since there are so many variables at play. Lynn, if you have lots of assets to protect, then registering a vehicle in a child's name may be a wise idea. But insurance premiums on the vehicle may or may not be higher depending on what insurers in your state will allow. So again, you got to do your homework. If you don't have many assets or you cannot afford higher insurance premiums, another option for parents of young drivers to limit liability is to purchase an umbrella liability policy. These are insurance policies that supplement the liability coverage you may already have on your auto insurance, home, or renter's insurance policies. Umbrella policies are sold in million-dollar increments, and they're typically pretty cheap. They cost less than $300 per year for $1 million of coverage. That's an extremely inexpensive safety net that I recommend. Let's say you get sued for medical bills after your child accidentally injures a pedestrian while driving. If you have $100,000 in liability coverage, but you're found guilty for $500,000 worth of damages, an umbrella policy kicks in, providing the additional $400,000 in protection. Parents should also warn kids about lending their cars to friends or roommates at college because insurance follows the car, not the driver. That means that when you lend someone your car, you're also lending them your insurance to cover any damages that they cause. If a friend drives your car and causes a serious accident, your insurance would pay up to your coverage limits. And then the injured party would likely turn to the driver's insurance for the rest. But if the driver doesn't have insurance or doesn't have enough, you could be fully responsible as the car's owner. Having a claim or an at-fault accident on your record causes your insurance rate to increase dramatically, even if somebody else was driving and you had nothing to do with the accident. Due to this huge financial risk, I don't recommend lending your car to anyone except drivers who are specifically named on your insurance policy. Likewise, if your child drives someone else's car at college and that car is not insured or is underinsured, getting into an accident could mean trouble. Even if your student doesn't take a vehicle to school, consider getting him or her a non-owner auto policy. That would protect you if your child borrows a friend's car or even gets into an accident as a passenger and the car owner's policy falls short. Okay, now that you know some of the most important considerations for auto insurance, let's review what to do about home or renter's insurance before your child goes off to school. Some policies provide a percentage of the family's personal property limit for registered students. For example, if you have $50,000 in personal belongings coverage on a home or renter's policy, your student may have 10% of that, or $5,000, in off-premises insurance coverage. However, many categories of home and renter's insurance, like computers, electronics, sports equipment, and jewelry, come with coverage caps. And some policies will not cover a student in certain cases, such as when they reach a certain age or they move to off-campus housing. If your student lives on campus in a dormitory, they're usually covered by your home or renter's policy, assuming you have one, for disasters like theft, fire, or storm damage. But if he or she moves out of student housing, they're no longer covered under your home or renter's policy and are going to need their own coverage. Having a renter's policy for your off-campus student is pretty inexpensive and would help pay to repair or replace expensive items like computers, phones, furniture, bikes, musical instruments, and clothes if they were destroyed, lost, or stolen. Renter's insurance also gives your college kid liability coverage if a visitor gets injured or a party guest has a little too much fun and gets hurt. It also provides funds for living expenses if a student's off-campus apartment or rental home becomes uninhabitable while repairs are made after a natural disaster. Shopping for insurance takes a little time, but I promise you that it can really pay off. I always recommend getting at least 3 quotes so you can make an apples-to-apples comparison of different insurance companies. Check out sites like insurancequotes.com and netquote.com for auto, home, renters, and they even have health and life insurance policies. These companies match you with a network of nationwide insurers, agents, and brokers who do business where you live and give quotes and advice for free. Insurers evaluate you very differently, and they offer different discounts. So no 2 policy quotes will ever be the same. So the best way that parents of a teen driver or a college student can save on insurance is to make sure that kids understand how insurance works and that they have the skills to stay safe. And always shop around every year to compare multiple insurance quotes. This show is about you, so let me know what questions and financial challenges you're facing. I've also created a thriving community of thousands who are taking their financial game to the next level. It's my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. The group is a great place to chat about simple questions or even a big financial dilemma you may be facing. To request your invitation, visit Dominate Your Dollars on Facebook or send me a text message for immediate access. Just text DOLLARS, DOLLARS, to the number 33444. I'll see you in the group. You can also reach me directly through my contact page at lauradadams.com. While you're there, check out the resources and tools that I recommend for just about every area of your financial life on my tools page. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.